Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 558 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently 63. My type of weather with fair skies in Blue Springs.
Andy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Burger Day?
Now you're talking my language. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little hungry this morning, too. I ain't gonna lie. But we are only 3 days away from the White Linen Party.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, it's going down. We got tickets for that and your shot at $1,000 and some hot summer cash. Plus, we got KCPD officer, my man Brandon Walker. He's coming in. Of course, we had the unfortunate death of the KCKPD officer. We'll talk all about that coming up later on in the show in the 7 o'clock hour, D.
Yeah, and of course, we want to send some strength and love to Minneapolis after they had a mass school shooting. We'll talk about that later in the show. TMG and some more on the way.
Throwback Thursday, of course, is White Linen Party weekend. Throwback with some Key Sweat. Hopping on 3 Jams.
Oh, not wondering why love has to change. You kiss me, but it's not real. Tell me what happened. Are we living a lie, baby? Is that magic gone? Ooh, do you feel the same way you used to, girl?
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Much of what happens is beyond your control. Yet, you can always decide how to feel about it and what to do about it. If you feel lousy, it's not because of a particular circumstance. It's because you've interpreted that circumstance as something to feel lousy about. Imagine the power of interrupting that dynamic. That power is yours whenever you decide to use it. You have an enormous amount of work to do, limited time to do it, and must contend with distractions from every direction. That's a reasonable excuse to feel sorry for yourself. Yet, it's also a powerful opportunity to exercise control over your feelings and intention over your actions. You can replace the sorrow with enthusiasm and transform the unfortunate situation into valuable achievement. No matter how it comes to you, today is what you make of it. Decide to feel empowered by that fact and do something good and useful with your power. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently 62. Mostly cloudy skies at Swope Health. Well, Boosie might be turning over a new leaf after he pled guilty to a gun charge stemming from a 2023 arrest in San Diego.
want to put it behind me. I want to get it behind me and get on with my life. You know, it's a lot of things this case has stopped me from doing, traveling all across the world making. So I just want to get it over with and, you know, accept my guilty plea. I'm ready to get over it.
Anything you want to say to your fans?
Just say a prayer for him. I just need prayer. I don't need nothing else.
So what was the details? He got caught with guns or something?
Yeah, so at the time, police said that they saw a social media video that showed Boosie with a gun in his waistband and used the helicopter to track down his vehicle where they found multiple guns.
Every day. People make it easy for him.
Yeah, but as a convicted felon, he shouldn't have been in possession of a firearm. Anyway, but yeah, he definitely made it easier for him, which is unfortunate, and hopefully he figures that whole thing out. Switching gears, your parents having your back just feels, gots to feel good. Well, Deion Sanders, he don't play about his kid, and he was asked about one of his sons, Shiloh, being cut from the NFL.
Praying that he gets another opportunity to go with a team, but if he doesn't, the plans have already been for it. To what he's going to do next. So he's going to be straight. All the Sanders are going to be straight, with or without football.
Standing on business, with or without something, you're going to be straight. They still going to eat. We know that.
No man can contain what God has ordained.
I like that.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So yesterday when we were broadcast live from UMKC, and thank you to all the faculty and staff for allowing that to happen. Thank you, D, for your assistance in making that happen as well. But we've been at schools for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks now, broadcasting live on our Hustle and Shine Back to School tour. So this hits us a little different as a shooter fired through the windows of a church in Minneapolis yesterday, killing two children. 14 of the children and 3 elderly people were wounded while marking the first week of class at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. The shooter is now dead. He's identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. And allegedly, Westman shared a manifesto on social media that is being investigated, police said. And the shooter graduated from this school in 2017. D, you know, we just had a conversation off air about how long I've been doing the morning show or whatever. And it's 10 years now. And I can't explain to you how many times I've had to crack this mic, check my own emotions, and try and get to these stories about these school shootings, man. And it's like, the more I do this, the more I recognize, it's like, is anything ever going to change?
Right.
Because I come out screaming, all right, these gun laws, these gun laws, these gun laws, these gun laws. And nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if it's like, it's accepted. Like, it's the norm now.
Yeah, it's expected almost. And it's unfortunate. Especially from a parent's perspective. You drop your kids off at school hoping that they're going to get their education. They go come back home and tell you about the day. And two children aren't even able to do that.
And this is why some people have a problem with the phone ban in Missouri.
Absolutely.
For situations like this. I know that's a different subject for a different day.
Yeah.
But still, when are we going to change these laws? This stuff is going to keep happening, bro.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's been the norm for the past, since Sandy Hook. When they accepted that, when they was like, when they did nothing after that.
That set it off.
And so many times we got to do this, dog. And we are human. We're just like you, listening right now. We have emotions. We have feelings. This affects us on and off the mic, dog. So it's like, where is the point that we get to where something, common sense gun laws, something has to change? We know we're not trying to take your hunting guns or your guns for what you do and your hobbies or any. We're not trying to do that, dog. It's common sense gun laws, dog. Why should kids have access? Why should people have access to ARs where they can do stupid stuff like this? Mm-hmm. It's common sense to me, dog, but it's like, people just so stuck on, you know, red versus blue and all that type of stuff. But, dog, I'm just here to save lives. That's it.
Yeah. sending love to our cousins over there in Minneapolis, and just sending some love to all the parents and the students that are going to school and getting your day started. Just sending you that love.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams getting you ready for the 2025 Chiefs football season. Listen for your chance to win a pass for two to our private VIP Chiefs season opener watch party at a secret location. We got free food, exclusive giveaways, and party favors. Plus, qualify to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. For all the info you need, head on over to KPRS.com. Listen to win VIP access to watch our Chiefs smack up the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
You got that plane ticket?
Absolutely not. Don't even have a passport. 8 days from now, next Friday, September 5th, is going down. One person that won't be in Brazil, D, he may have his passport already. It's, I don't know. He probably do. Rashee Rice, he will not be playing in that game against the Chargers as he'll serve his 6-game suspension starting week one. He'll be able to come back around October 19th, I think. It's around week 6. But he's going to be missing some very important games.
Yeah.
I know, let's see, the Eagles game, he'll miss that. When we play the Ravens, uh-huh. When we play the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Did I say the Lions already? Lions, nope. He'll miss that game. He'll come back against the Raiders when we play them at Arrowhead. So.
Honestly, you know, he's lucky. That's the situation for him.
For real.
Sentenced to the 5 years probation, 30 days of jail time. He's very lucky for that situation. At least he ain't. I stand by Rashee Rice. You know, I got the number 4 jersey. Shout out to you, by the way.
Young man who made a mistake.
Yeah, young man who made a mistake.
You
know, and
I mean, yeah, look, man, he he was out riding, joyriding and racing on the highway and doing what
20-year-olds do.
A lot of 20-year-olds do, of course.
With or without money.
Yeah. With or with, that's a key right there, too. He, you know, he got up out of the car, started walking, tried to flee the scene.
That's the part that you don't do.
Exactly.
So if you out there and you commit a crime, do not flee the scene, especially if it is a car accident, because it's going to turn into a hit and run. Mm-hmm. So at least he doesn't have to worry about driving any of the games in the last 6 games.
And we still getting them dubs.
Oh, for sure. Easily.
We're not losing those games.
Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
722, high of 82, currently 63 sunny skies at the T-Mobile Center. Cardi B is talking about how Offset isn't thinking about what's best for the kids and how their relationship turned really dark.
Going through a divorce is very, very tough because you marry somebody and the person that you divorcing is not the person that you married. You really ask yourself, like, who the f*** did I marry? There is no love. There is no love. It has gotten to the point that it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I really hate you. Like, I think I hate you.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
That's bad. Ooh.
That marriage propaganda ain't working today.
Stop. You stop it right now. There's no propaganda with that.
You are. You're trying to tell people they need to get married.
I'm trying to get people in the right headspace to get married.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to do.
I like that now. Yeah, you just switched up what you said.
See,
now.
That's what I've been trying to do, but you've been trying to throw something on me.
You reneged.
My thing is...
Spades partner.
My thing is, D, is like, people don't ever consider it. They don't even consider it an option. You know what I'm saying? And it's the best place for you to be at your big age sometimes, because what you look like 40 and late 30s and 40, huh? You still out here tricking and doing all this stuff, sack chasing and doing all that. I'm just saying, man, it comes a point in time where you gotta grow up.
That's a fact. I agree with you on that.
That's all I be saying. And then it seems like Offset he never wanted to leave that space.
I don't think he really wanted to be with her at this point. I mean, a year in their relationship, she made the song Be Careful With Me. And that was him cheating. That was a year.
My divorce.
How about that?
Richard Lawson. Ooh, switching gears, Mariah Carey shares in her book and during an interview that she had some butterflies for Tupac.
Well, he said it like... I'm all right. And I was hosting the AMAs that year. I loved hip hop and I loved the moments that we're talking about, especially Hi Mariah. It was a pretty major moment for me, to say the least.
Look at Mariah click hopping.
girl.
She was with Bad Boy. She's trying to making a Honey remix and all that. Puffy was all on her records, dancing, singing.
Jada Pinkett Smith is upset right now. I can tell you that. She's going to be getting a phone call shortly.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gym.
This morning, we have the honor and pleasure of having another special guest on Hustle and Shine in the morning. KCPD Officer Brandon Walker and Sergeant Gordon Herndon are both in the building. How y'all fellas doing this morning?
Good morning, Kansas City. What's up?
Great. Thanks for having us here.
We appreciate you all coming on the show, especially after what the town has been going through recently. But Brandon, first, we got to talk about the KCPD's Employment Community Forum that's going down this weekend, Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You're going to have Melissa Johnson there. You'll have Chief Stacy Graves, and then you'll have other guests there. But first, we got to ask you about what's going on over in KCK. As we all are mourning Officer Hunter Simoncic. He was killed Tuesday, 1 month after Wyandotte County Sheriff Deputy Elijah Ming was killed in the line of duty. And both of you fellas are in the line of duty probably daily. What are your thoughts initially with what KCKPD is going through?
Our hearts are heavy. Those brothers and sisters that we have that wear the shield around the world, we all feel sadness when one of us go down. But especially our brother just over the state line, every time one of them go down, just like over here, we're there for whatever we need. It's a family. We all need each other. The community is our community. When we take our uniforms off, we go over there to be part of their community, just like some of them come over here. This is a real job. This brings light to, we're not playing out here. The community can be dangerous, and that's really why we need people to step up, be part of this solution. It really saddens us, and our hearts go out to the family and to the department.
Yeah.
And you mentioned off air about how being a part of the police department is a family, and you have that camaraderie. But you also mentioned how you don't want to just sit and wait and let your fate be in someone else's hands. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, is letting the community know to feel invited to come into that space and just not sit back and scroll on Facebook and complain, but take matters into your own hands.
Exactly. This is, like we talked about, my 26th year in law enforcement, and I've said this over and over. This is a job for people that want to step up and get out and actually do something about something instead of just talking about it. This is a profession of folks that realize this is an emergency every day, and this, our communities are really in need of people that want to make a positive impact. That's why we're having that forum Saturday to really just bring focus back on recruiting. But we can just look around, just look at the news, listen to the radio, look at your phone. It's something going on every day in every city, and we just turn our phone off and hope somebody else done something, just doing something about it. It's time for us to step up and help ourselves.
We recently talked about on this show the unfortunate school shooting that happened in Minnesota, leaving two children not returning home to their parents. And I know you all see and hear a lot of these stories being in the force. And I want to talk to you just about the mental health aspect of it and how important it is in correlation to these moments happening.
Yeah, I mean, just being in this career field, I see there's a lot of folks that step up, and folks that work in the mental health field know that they are overwhelmed. There's always hospitals that are full, doctors that see people that with mental health issues, they always are overwhelmed. But every one of us needs some type of therapy, some type of time where we need to go talk to someone. And we have that's another emergency in this nation. And when you have a country that is full of ways to hurt people, and at the same time, we don't have enough people to help everyone that has a mental health emergency, sometimes those things collide and you have something like that to happen. We're both parents over here, and our hearts are heavy once again for something, another tragedy to happen in the community. And we need some more folks to step up in that industry as well, the mental health industry, to be able to serve all those that are in need of help.
And y'all got so much to deal with. Just on your day-to-day as being a police officer and being in a line of fire, literally, you said something in the last break about everything and every day being an emergency. And that's just what your life calls for with being a police officer. And with KCPD's Employment Community Forum, Brandon, we often talk about having people in our community policing our communities. Mm-hmm. And I just recently saw that Mayor Lucas inducted a new class of KCPD officers into the force. And it was like, I don't know, 20 to 30 mm-hmm. people. But I only saw maybe one or two brown or black faces. Mm-hmm. And this, it's like this continues. Like, yeah. what can we do to encourage our own people to help police our own communities?
Well, brother, I think first we're going to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this forum is all about, is to put the awareness out there that KCPD, our great police agency, is open for everybody, that we have opportunity for everybody. So, and that's what we're doing. We want to put it out there. First, we already have that. Come on, B, you know how it is. We already have a stigma out here that, you know, when you think of people of color, you're thinking it's opposition when it comes to policing. Mm-hmm. Man, we're changing that right now. We're changing that narrative. And so what we have conversations. So what we're going to do is we're going to have some dialogue with our city leaders. And we're going to talk about the things that we can do as a community to open up the views and open up these optics for our young men and women of the urban core to have these opportunities with KCPD.
Can we get a little bit on that right quick as someone else coming from the employment unit? We have several layers to this issue of why we see what we see in the makeup. And a lot of that is, yes, we need more folks to step up, but we also need more folks to be prepared to be successful. Amen. In the hiring process. Mm-hmm. And let's be real, community. We have to take school seriously. We have to take parenting seriously.
Absolutely.
And when you come to a hiring process, bring your A game. Yes. We're not going to take everybody just because we need officers.
And that feels good from a citizen hearing you say that. As people that are, you know, citizens, we want to hear that.
And it's not just, you know, being an officer that the jobs that you all offer a plethora of positions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know what? And really, this forum, the premise was for our civilian jobs. You know, everything from we have IT positions. We have the biggest fleet in the state of Missouri. So, you know, we have motorcycles, cars. We have all of those things. So we're looking for great mechanics. We're looking for dispatchers. We're looking for call takers. We're looking for all of these different entities on our department that keeps us going and keeps our officers that are in the field safe. So the premise was about our civilian position. So absolutely. And one of the things that everybody always talk about is if I'm working as a civilian, that means I have to be a cop. No, absolutely not. No, we want everybody, man. We want everybody on, man.
This Saturday from noon to 2 p.m., make sure you are at the Skyline at the Combine of 29th and Truce.
Appreciate you gentlemen coming on and hustling and shining with us, man. Y'all anytime. Have a good one and be a blessing.
Thanks for having us.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Duh. I don't know how you feeling, D, but I'm feeling a little lucky today, especially since this Powerball done went up. Oh, woo. My God. It's just gone about 4 months without a winner, so that means after dozens of drawings, the jackpot Saturday will be at least $950 million. Now, this jackpot marks the highest for any multi-state lottery this year. If someone wins that jackpot, D, they had an option of choosing a $950 million payment spread over 29 Ooh. Years or that lump sum worth about $429 million wow. before taxes.
I'm finna drive to a rural area and go to the gas station real quick.
We already got audio, D.
15, 30, 37.
Come on.
38.
Come on.
45, 47.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
827, high of 82, currently 63 at Raytown. Timbaland is setting the record straight in regards to Bryson Tiller's recent comments after Bryson shared Timbaland told him to quit his job.
Bryson is a great guy. And at that moment, I remember me telling him, you know, he had to quit his job. But at that moment, I was so highly focused on Tink because I didn't know if Bryson really wanted to be an artist. Bryson is one of the illest writers, and I always try to put him in the right space, even if I wasn't in the right space.
I'm sure a lot of people wait on those big moments to hear somebody like Timbaland tell them, look, quit your job. But you also got to make sure you make the right decision for yourself and your pockets.
Facts, D.
Switching gears, congratulations are in order to Jay-Z, who has officially become the world's wealthiest musician. According to Forbes, the publication says that Jay-Z's net worth has now reached $2.6 billion. That means he's...
Did you say zillion or billion?
No, I said billion. I seen the B and went crazy. send me some money, man.
Take that more than one way, okay?
All right.
Pay me too.
And that surpasses the Diddler, who held that title since 2018.
I need that money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm. That's that money, son. Hello.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those detail-oriented, hardworking, and artistic Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to actress known for her role in The Jeffersons. Happy birthday to Roxy Roper. Send it over a happy birthday to actor, rapper, and singer known for his star in Disney Channel. Happy birthday to Kyle Massey. Sending over a birthday love to actor Jack Black. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to TV personality known for her big personality on The Bad Girls Club. Happy birthday to Tanisha Thomas.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and with some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Lucky Williams, Josh Landewe, and Carlos Hughes. Happy birthday, Sammy Murillo, Nikki B. Bearden, and Zachary Ingalls. Happy birthday, Dane Thrower, Morgan West, and Crystal Gullett. Sending birthday love to Lori Denise, Craig Elisa, and everybody else born on August 28th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousins. It's
Keys. Hey, Keys. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How y'all?
We good.
Yeah. What that check engine light looking like?
It's looking all right.
That's good. Good news. Okay. I got some better news for you. The 20th White Linen Party is going down this Sunday. We got two tickets. Want to hook you up. And your name qualifies to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. But, cousin, you're going to have to finish these lyrics with a little bit of passion if you want to secure that bag. You ready?
Let's go.
I will create a heart changing second one. I'll make your name feel leader. But I don't need a lot of wishes because I'll be okay if I get one.
If I had one wish. We would be best friends, loving the best year. We would just be clean if I had one wish. You would be my boo. Promise to love you. Touch me, I thought you.
If I had one wish, never been the bang, never been the bang, never been some baby.
You get those two tickets. We'll see you this Sunday at KC Live for the 20th White Linen Party. And your name is qualified now for a chance to get that $1,000 in that hot summer cash. Who you going to take with you to the concert?
I'm not sure yet.
We got options.
Pinball. Yeah. All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I need that money.